Harper in here.
Oh, yes. Tell us your trouble.
I am handling all of Will's cases, and now we've lost Caitlin, too.
Look, we put someone else into Will's seat. That's what we do.
Excuse me. I'm sitting right here. There is no Will's seat.
You're not here as a lawyer. You might as well not be here at all.
That is not the subject of this discussion. Someone spoke to the bar disciplinary board. Someone said Will was here working on cases. Now, I'm not going to do anything so dramatic as to ask who was it, but I will say this. If you have an issue with the way we're running this firm, you come to me. You do not stab Will in the back. You do not lie to the disciplinary board.
Wait a minute. Look, I know nobody wants to respond because we don't want to look like Judases, but Will is working on cases.
No. I'm updating associates on the background of my cases.
What?
Oh, come on. You call me an ethical midget?
Wait a minute. We disagree with each other. We keep it in-house. You want to backstab someone? Do it right here.
Okay. I disagree. There. And I urge the equity partners to replace Will until such time.
Marshal the equity partner votes and call a meeting.
Are we done here?
No. Alicia has asked for a raise. I am advocating a 10% bump.
No, you have a dozen third-year associates who will be asking for the same exact thing.
Then we lose her.
And how do you know that?
Because he's got a dog in the fight.
We only want Alicia because of her ties to her husband.
No, we want her because she's good.
We're going to take your word for it.
Look, we all know we're going to compromise. Can't we just compromise?
Who do you think leaked it?
Could be any one of them.
Good thing they don't like each other. I'd be dead. Where are you headed?
Court.
Why? You don't have a case today.
Diane Lockhart. L-O-C-K-H-A-R-T.
And can you describe what happened, Miss Lockhart?
Yes, I was walking from my car when I saw you in the lobby serving a subpoena to Batman.
And did you hear me announce myself?
Yes, I heard you say, Mr. Dobbs, you have been served.
Then what happened? In your own words, Miss Lockhart.
That man tried to punch you, and then you threw him against the wall.
In a manly fashion?
Yes, I would say so.
He says I threw the first punch. That's why he's suing me.
That is not what I observed.
You two know each other. That's why she's saying that.
Do you and I know each other, Miss Lockhart?
You served me with a subpoena, so I guess to that extent we know each other.
Thank you, Miss Lockhart. Your presence here in small claims court is a breath of fresh air.
Objection.
Overruled. And I will ask you to proceed, Mrs. Lorig.
So the video was taken from the back of the snowmobile?
Yes, my wife was taking it. That's just her cell phone camera.
And that's you driving?
Yes, up at the Rollins Savannah Forest Preserve.
Then what happened?
The snowmobile, it just started changing directions.
Okay, slow down.
Were you steering it toward the trees?
No.
What are you doing?
The steering column locked, and
it's not funny. Stop!
I couldn't budge it.
Please, slow down! Slow down! Please!
And what happened to your wife?
She was in a coma for a week. And then she didn't make it.
And that's why you're suing Snowplane, the makers of your snowmobile?
Yes. I've never sued anyone in my life. Never had much use for the courts. My parents told me if you have a problem with someone, then you say it to his face. But my wife... She was the best thing in my life.
Okay, let me interrupt right there. Mrs. Florek, Mr. Hines, why don't you come up here and we'll talk. Here's the deal. First of all, good morning to you all.
Good morning.
We're going into chambers for a bench supervised negotiation.
Your Honor, that's not necessary.
Counselor Hines, it is. Your case here is obviously to delay until Mr. DuVernay gives up.
That's not true.
And I'm not going to be a party to that. There are no real legal issues to dispute. So here's my order. Marshal your settlement arguments and meet me in chambers in 1 hour. Understood?
Yes, Your Honor.
I think I might try my hand at this lawyering.
Very impressive.
So I have to thank you. There's an art show or something rather near here.
You're not really into art.
No, but I don't actively dislike it.
I'm sorry.
have to head back to work.
But you do have to have lunch.
Actually, I think someone's waiting for you.
Okay, then. Tonight. I'll call you.
You thinking of buying?
I don't know what I'm thinking. Everything's so expensive these days.
You know, one thing I learned is life is short. When you get a chance to bring yourself some pleasure, you should do it.
Even if I had the money, I don't know. It's my old house. It doesn't make sense to go backwards.
Look at me. I'd give anything to go backward.
Mrs. Clark, the judge is ready for you now.
Here we go. What is it about glasses? I seem to walk into her room and they disappear.
Your Honor, this is not just about one suit. This is about the class action that Lockhart Gardner has.
No, it is about one suit. We're asking for $5 million for pain and suffering, loss of spousal support.
You know, I used to carry around three or four pair of glasses. At the end of the day, I was like a drunk looking for bottles. You're paying, Mr. Hines. By the evidence I've seen, you're paying. The only question is how much.
But you haven't seen this evidence.
What is it?
Grant Barron's medical report.
From 2009, before the accident.
Yes, but after his career as a professional hockey player.
What does that have to do with anything?
Modified comparative negligence. If your client contributed to the accident, in fact, if he contributed more than 50% of the accident, then he can't sue us.
You're saying that he's responsible for his wife's death?
I'm saying given his mental capacity after 86 games as a professional hockey player, body checks and fights, he had no business getting on that snowmobile.
Your Honor, this is despicable.
And yet, legal counselor, you're saying, Counselor Hines, that the plaintiff caused his own accident by steering into a tree.
I'm saying it contributed. The plaintiff's apparent condition, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, was more than 50% of the problem.
Okay. I'll be ordering an independent neurological evaluation on Mr. DuVernay. We'll see where that takes us.
Basically, we're in trouble.
How can we be in trouble? We were in negotiations on this.
They're going after his hockey career, and Judge Rigby's given them some rope.
So there's truth in their charges?
Grant played 86 games as a pro hockey player, and in his 86th start, he was in a fight on the ice and ended up in the hospital. He never played again. His motor functions were impaired.
So there might be truth.
And how did we not see this coming?
Do you have a minute? So this was my case?
Yes, and supposedly a winner.
Which it still is. But I have some strategic information I could share with you.
If it weren't for the restrictions of your suspension?
Yes, which as I understand it prevents me from talking about future strategy, but not...
Past, that would be updating?
Which is within my rights.
Yeah, we seem to be in here whispering.
Consulting.
What do you got?
Bring hockey into it.
Into our case?
Yes. Their defense is based on modified comparative negligence. If our client is responsible for 50% of his accident, he loses. But
if professional hockey is responsible for his injuries, then he can collect.
And this is your suggested strategy?
It is.
Well, Diane, this is a mistake. Hockey will never pay. To pay would be to open up themselves to hundreds of lawsuits from former players.
Part of the strategy. Pull hockey into this. They'll want to bury it. Quickly and quietly.
We found our deep pocket.
Yes, and in addition, the APHL lawyers will delay, so we'll get a 3-month continuance to build our case.
You want me on it?
I do, but a low priority. And Alicia, do you have a moment?
Yes.
So, we want to keep you happy here, Alicia. We value all your hard work these past few months.
Thank you.
Given that, the equity partners have agreed on paper to a bump in your pay.
Great.
Yes, but we want to be clear. There are 11 other third-year associates, so we can't afford an across-the-board raise.
I understand.
So here's what we're offering. I know it's not as much as you think you deserve, but take it as a demonstration of our confidence in your future.
Hey. Thought you might want something.
No, thanks. You don't know who's leaking to the disciplinary board about me, do you?
No. You want me to look?
No, just if you hear anything.
You in trouble?
Sticking to the letter of the law.
You gonna leave me here with two beers?
You'll find somebody.
What's up? You want a beer?
No, thanks.
You sure? It's open.
Kalinda, I'm sorry. I can't help it. I want to move on, but
yeah, I get it.
Look, we're working together. That's good enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just not easy.
It's okay, Alicia. I get it.
I'm Lewis Canning, Your Honor. I'll be representing the interests of the All Professional Hockey League.
Welcome, Mr. Canning. You saw the amended complaint?
I did, Your Honor. And a baroque piece of work it is.
Baroque? And yet, if Snowplane insists on a modified comparative negligence defense, I see no other option than to offer the plaintiff a chance to combine charges of negligence. Darn.
Yes, Your Honor, we accept the modified complaint.
Then I expect you'll be asking for an extension.
Oh, no, we're ready to go. Right now. In fact, we welcome the chance to defend the honor of professional hockey.
He thinks you're not prepared.
Excuse me, Will, you can't be saying anything. We need to move quickly on all fronts. I'll get on with Kalinda.
Minnesota's enforcer.
You just had to expect this. A lot of bad blood between these two teams. Oh, my. Riker landed one square on. He's flat up.
There was a criminal battery investigation in 2009, but charges were never brought.
It would be helpful to get that investigation.
I'm on it.
Good. And Will has a friend who's a top neurologist at Northwestern, a Dr. Wedd. He specializes in sports injuries. He's agreed to testify as to how team doctors mishandled Grant.
I'll prep him.
Great. Mr. Canning thinks he's caught us off guard. Let's show him he hasn't.
Hi, Marina. I've decided against the house. I just don't have the money for the down payment. Yes, I'll call if anything changes, but I don't think it will.
This is me in reporter mode.
Ah, very impressive. How was London?
London-y? How was here? You're looking pretty casual today.
A lot has happened.
I'm going to be taking this, if that's all right.
It is, but I don't have much to say.
Sporting News has me covering this hockey lawsuit. I'm just wondering, are you crazy going up against hockey?
Here's the problem, Miss Lenata. It was my suit, but I've had a little legal trouble of my own, and I've been suspended from practicing law for 6 months.
You? Really? What happened?
I cut some corners. I'm a corner cutter.
Ah, so this is a 12-step program.
Yes. Step three, admitting my faults. I had to hand off the case to other fine lawyers here, so you probably want to ask Julius Kane whether he's crazy to go after hockey.
And who's the other lawyer?
What?
You said there were two lawyers. Who's the other lawyer?
Alicia Florek.
Oh. Yes. Alicia. How is she doing?
Good.
Good. I'm so glad for her. Well, it's good seeing you, though. You're looking good.
Thank you. You are, too.
Good luck with your other 9 steps.
The league ended up suspending Cameron Raker for the rest of the season, so the state's attorney at the time, Peter Florek, thought it wasn't worth pursuing.
But what was the charge going to be? I mean, why was this treated different than any other fight on the ice?
Well, the concussion was severe, and we were looking into it being a premeditated hit.
Baker targeted our client?
The whole team targeted your client.
Any chance I could see the investigative report on that, or just a peek?
Funny that you've been sent here and not Kalinda.
I volunteered.
Really? Why?
I don't know. How are you doing?
Well, I'm not in the deputy's office.
Yes, I wasn't going to say anything.
Things have changed. Self-inflicted wound.
Are you safe?
Nobody's told me otherwise. And that usually means no.
Thank you.
Cameron Raker, I am a professional ice hockey left winger.
And you're the team's enforcer.
Objection, Your Honor.
That's not an official hockey position. Mrs. Fork is just using the term to bias these proceedings.
I don't understand. What's the bias?
Well, an enforcer is someone on a hockey team who responds to supposedly dirty plays from the opposing team by attacking aggressively.
And thank you, Mrs. Fork, for that bias definition.
Well, do you want me to explain the bias or not?
Okay, thank you. I am enlightened without bias. Mr. Raker, what is the official title for your position?
Left wing.
Okay. That's what we'll call it from now on. Left wing.
And I... Mr. Raker, in your capacity as a left winger, did your coach ever ask you to violently respond to a dirty play?
He asked me to check offenders who crossed the line, you know.
And has he ever asked you to take a player out?
You mean out by checking those offenders legally? Yes.
That's Christian Lund, your teammate, the star player under contract for $6.3
million? Yeah.
I'm sorry. I've got to come closer. I can't see.
Oh, certainly, Your Honor. And who is that who took out your star player?
Him.
Oh, a devastating hit by DeVerney on Lund, and the best man on the ice is taken down by a fourth liner.
Was your team outraged by this hit, Mr. Raker?
I wouldn't say we were outraged. We were concerned. Lund is pretty important to us.
But did you see this post-game interview?
You hit us like that, it's not over. We've got your number, DuVernay. We'll see you in February.
Nope, didn't see it.
But isn't that your jersey, Mr. Raker, in the background with an earshot of this interview?
Looks like it. I don't remember.
And by we'll see you in February, did your coach mean the next time you were playing against my client's team?
I don't know. Could have meant anything, really.
But didn't it mean this game on February 15th?
I don't know. Maybe. I guess.
We've got a problem here. No, it's your neurologist friend at Northwestern, Dr. Wed. The one we want to hire for the trial. He says he's never heard of you.
You what?
Yeah, he said he was too busy to talk, and then he just rushed out of the office.
You know what I think?
Yeah, because I'm thinking it too.
Canning got to him.
Paid him off.
Do we have a second best option?
No, not for hockey impact studies. You may have another play.
Given that I can't suggest new legal strategy.
I think you'll know what I'm about to say.
Find out if Kevin paid him off and see if we can prove fraud.
Obviously,
I can't comment, but it sounds like you're in movement.
I am.
Following a neurologist friend to see if he's going to meet up with Kevin.
Obviously, I can't comment.
I will keep you in the loop.
Not at my urging.
Bye. Okay. Let me know when you find out more. Mm-hmm. Back to our old ways, are we?
In what ways might those be?
Paying off our neurological expert.
Are you happy, Lockout Gardner, Mr. Flark?
I am happy.
You don't look happy.
Uh-huh.
Why are you second tier to Julius when you're doing all the heavy lifting?
Because Julius is an equity partner.
And you're not. Why is that?
Okay. Here's the problem. I see how we treat lawyers who are poached. They're the first ones out the door. They're the ones we don't trust. And that is why I will not be poached.
The problem with Lockhart Gardner is they treat you like a family. They treat loyalty as an absolute good.
And it's not?
No, at home it is. At work, it's talent and professionalism that matter. That's why I don't hold a grudge. You come to work for me, you'll be judged on the value of your work and only your work. Let me make you an offer.
No.
Afraid Mommy and Daddy Lockhart Gardner might get upset.
I'll see you in court.
I'll see you in court.
And Dr. Rubik, as the team doctor, you were the first to assess Grant's injuries?
Yes, I examined Grant in the dressing room right after the fight.
And you tested him for symptoms of concussion?
Yes.
How long was the examination?
About 15 minutes.
And then you cleared him to get back into the game?
He seemed fine. He even made a pretty hard check in the last minute, saved the team a goal.
And yet, 3 days later, he was in the hospital and never played again.
Yes, that's my understanding.
When you conducted my client's exit physical, what did you write in the file in regard to head injuries?
I didn't write anything. I saw no need to.
Dr. Rubich, What's a baseline test?
It's a neuropsychological test we run on players before the start of the season. In the event they suffer a head injury during a game, we can determine if it's a concussion by comparing the results.
And do you perform those tests on Grant DuVernay after he was knocked down by Cameron Raker?
Yes, and the results were identical with the baseline. There were no signs of brain trauma.
So in other words, you did your job?
Yes.
Thank you, Doctor.
We need our neurologist.
Glenda thinks he'll meet with Canning after court.
Hello.
Diane?
Glenda?
Yeah. Guess who our neurologist is with?
Canning?
No, not Canning. Frank Michael Thomas.
What's he after? I'm the lawyer.
I don't understand. What does he have to do with hockey? I have no idea, but I thought maybe you should
come down and talk to her.
No, I can't right now. Just take some pictures and... just do what you normally do. I'll talk to you.
Just call Lisa and we'll...
Hello, Jack. Shall I assume you're 40 minutes late because of Australian Standard Time?
I wish it were the case. I also wish you won't hate me when I tell you I have a complication. Another time, Diane, I promise. Just tell me you don't hate me.
I don't hate you. Go uncomplicate your complication. Another check, please. Yes? Oh, I'm sorry. Is this...
Are you here to see Kurt?
Yes. I hope I'm not,
No, come in.
Diane.
Hello. I'm surprised.
After what? A year? You just happened to be in the neighborhood?
No. But I think I should call the cab back and return to mine. Goodbye.
It's a 40-mile drive.
And that's when I found my voice. Acting is all about the voice. Well, Will Gardner, how you doing?
Good, sir. Until I found out you stole our neurologist.
Really? I didn't realize he was in a position to be stolen. Nice to meet you, ladies.
So you're working for Lewis Canning now?
Nope.
You're suing hockey.
Yep. Class action, 7 players.
Head injuries?
Yep. APHL has been mishandling head injuries ever since the first time they strapped a metal blade to the underside of a boot. I'm hoping to make it right for these players.
Then join us. Pool our resources. Make the league fight a multi-front war.
Well, I appreciate the offer, but my answer's got to be not a chance in hell. Lewis Canning is using your case to establish legal precedent before I file mine. Whooping you makes it easier for him to fight me.
Which is why he was prepared and so eager to rush to court.
Yep. Well, good luck. Hockey will be fighting you to the last man. And you're going to lose. You're going to lose bad.
At least we're offering a choice. Unlike your socialist fascist campaign, ours is a horse race.
With 4 hobbled horses.
Not too hobbled to beat your man Obama. Did you think we were going to listen to the gray hairs handed to Romney? Bloody battle's healthy. fires people up.
Yes, particularly billionaires putting down payments on candidates.
Ah, the Highland Park liberal. Cries foul about the evil Republican super PACs as she writes a check to Obama.
Shall we drink to your allegedly non-activist Supreme Court?
Right. Scalia, Alito, the rest of the big scary five.
Four. We're wearing Kennedy down. All part of our clever Highland Park liberal plan.
Well, I would love to stay and keep proving you wrong, but I've got an early friend this class, and my instructor here gets surly if we're late, so it was nice meeting you, Diane.
And you, Miranda. Keep breathing that fire.
See you tomorrow, Kurt.
Yeah.
Well, she's wonderful.
Crack shot, too. Crime labs will be climbing all over each other to hire her.
So she's your protege?
You could call her that.
Well, you two certainly are of like minds.
Except I like a good argument. Consensus is less interesting.
Hello?
Is this a regular thing, dropping in on men you haven't seen in a year? I could use some direction here. What exactly is this?
Is me missing you? Hoping you feel likewise.
The real estate lady called. She thinks that they'll take 10% down.
What? The real estate lady should not be telling you that. She's calling here because she wants to get you too excited about the house.
No, she's just being nice.
I'll talk to her. She should not be calling here.
You're really trying to make it work, huh?
I don't know.
I knew they'd come after me. I was a marked man.
Because of your check in that first game on their star, Christian Lund?
Yes.
Cameron Raker was 6'3", 225 pounds. How big were you, Grant?
5'11", 190.
Yet when he goaded you, you fought.
I had no choice. If I hadn't fought, they would have gone after one of our star players.
How can you be so sure?
Because we would have done the same thing. It's the game.
No further questions.
First, let me start by saying how sorry I am about your recent medical developments. I'd offer some advice from personal experience. One day at a time.
Thank you.
So this baseline test the doctor gave you at the start of the season, did you fake yours?
I'm not sure I understand.
Were you told by a teammate to fake the test? You know, tap on the keyboard a little slower or mix up the numbers on a test grid. That way, if you suffered a head injury during a game, the team doctors would see similar results and clear you to play.
Objection. Hearsay.
My apologies, Your Honor. I should have submitted this evidence deposition from one Anthony Murillo, who was Mr. DeVernay's roommate during his rookie season. Mr. DeVernay, one more time. Did you fake your baseline test?
Yes.
So if you hadn't faked your test, they would have been able to diagnose you and treat you properly.
Objection! Beyond the witness's expertise.
Withdrawing. No further questions, sir.
Grant, why did you fake your baseline test?
For the same reason a lot of players do. I was afraid of losing my job.
What are you doing right now?
Diane has me on something. What do you need?
How quickly can you upload a video online? No fingerprints.
Mrs. Flory, my driver is still at the dentist. Can I get a lift?
How much flexibility is there?
Well, we offer telecommuting, and then there's daycare at work.
No, I have an issue. My apartment is gone condo, and I have the possibility of purchasing a house.
You need money for the down payment.
Yes, and a consistent higher level in pay. I have private tuition, and I'm trying to save for college.
I'll work up an offer.
No. No, I'm fine.
Clearly you're not fine. We wouldn't be sitting
here. Mr. Canning, seriously, I'm fine.
Now, let's see what it is. I'll work up an offer. We'll think about it. We'll talk on the phone later. And that's it. No pressure. Nobody's doing anything wrong here, Alicia. This is how America works.
So you're familiar with this website?
Yes, ringfights.com. It's not sanctioned by our league.
Well, then you're aware that it lets fans vote on who will win the fight? That the players actually have fight cards with win-loss records?
Yes.
As APHL's chief administrative officer, you have the final say over league copyright issues, correct?
I do.
The clips the website plays are game broadcasts. Do you grant them permission to use these?
Absolutely not. As I said, this is not an APHL-sanctioned website.
Let's talk about another website that uses your clips. This is a recent Boston-Detroit game. It was posted online yesterday by an employee of our firm. Do you know how long it took the webmaster to receive a cease and desist order from your office?
No.
2 hours. In the 8 years since ringfights.com has been online, how many cease and desist letters have you issued them?
None.
Is that because you encourage fans' enthusiasm for fights?
No, of course not.
Then why aren't you removing these fight videos?
But I guess we'll start. Thank you for the encouragement.
And thank you for that damaging testimony.
Objection.
Sustained.
I think we should all have a little sit-down. About me helping you win this thing.
The truth. Are you in bed with him?
Am I in bed with him?
Yeah. And that's what I've been hearing from unnamed sources.
I can neither confirm nor deny that we have any formal agreement with Frank Michael Thomas.
And you don't think suits like yours and Mr. Thomas's will hurt the sport of ice hockey?
No. Is fighting essential to the sport of ice hockey?
Some think it's a safety valve. Without it, we'd see a lot more sticks swinging out there.
Not in college hockey, not in the Olympics. You would get ejected.
But aren't the stakes a little higher in the pros? Players' livelihoods are on the line.
Then why are there no real fights during the championship series?
Sounds like your closing argument.
Thanks. No problem. If you need any more, you should talk to Julius. So you were in London, right? Setting up your magazine's operation for the Olympics?
Yes.
How was it?
Rainy. You slept with Will after I left town, didn't you? I promise you he didn't tell me. Will didn't put up much of a fight when I told him about the London offer, and then I emailed him right after I got there, but no response. I chalked it up to his being so busy, but Will never not responds. I knew you two had history, so 2 plus 2.
I think that's a conversation you should have with Will.
You're right. Inappropriate of me. Yeah, for the record, it wasn't over between Will and I when I left for London. Then you slept with him, and it was over.
We appreciate the change of heart. We could use whatever help you can give us.
Shouldn't we wait for Ms. Lockhart before getting to brass tacks? I understood she was going to be a part of this.
Diane got pulled away on another case, but we'll bring her up to speed.
So be it. Don't look at this as a benevolent gesture. I just think you folks did a hell of a job in court today, and it looks like helping you might actually help me after all.
I'm sorry. Would you excuse me, please?
Of course. Now, you just promised me this. When you use this against Lewis Canning, try to draw blood.
We're adding a witness, Dr. Andre Wedd.
And you're telling me in accordance to court rules?
Very honorable of you.
Dr. White is a neurologist.
Who has repeatedly lambasted the league for its approach to head injuries. I've read all those articles. He's a unique gift for repeating himself.
What Dr. White is testifying to isn't in any of his articles.
Really?
Dr. White approached the league with a rigorous protocol for evaluating and treating players with head injuries, one that wouldn't scare players into faking baseline tests. Had the league not dismissed Dr. White so quickly, Grant DuVernay would have been properly diagnosed and treated. I can show you the rejection email that Dr. Wedd received from the league VP. It's a quick read.
I'll run by the league. See what they want to do. Oh, one more thing. It's 24 hours.
Fishing?
At Horsetail Lake. It's an easy drive from the city.
We make it a day trip.
Kurt, have we met?
I'll do all the baiting.
Oh, would you have it any other way?
Well, we pack a lunch, we rent a boat, and we breathe something other than car exhaust for a few hours. And the good news for you, cell phone coverage.
Hold on a second. Hello?
You don't hate me, right?
Jack? Hello?
I said I'd take you out some other time, so I'm calling to find out that other time.
When do you have in mind?
I was thinking Friday night. Unwind after work.
Can you hold on a second? Kurt?
No, Jack.
Oh, hold on a second.
Who's Kurt?
He's just a business associate. I will be right back.
Jack,
hold on. Hello?
Look, if Horsetail Lake doesn't cut it for you, then we can...
No, it sounds fun.
When were you thinking?
Saturday morning. Pick you up at 8.
Perfect. I will see you then. Bye. Still there?
Yep.
Friday night sounds good.
It's pretty darn hard being on the outside looking in, huh?
I'm just sitting here watching the wheels turn round and round. What do you need, Eli?
I did not leak to the disciplinary board.
But you're going to tell me who did.
I can tell you my suspicions.
David Lee.
Yep.
It's funny. David Lee was in here yesterday saying you leaked it.
He did not.
He did.
Now you're playing us against each other. As long as we're fighting each other, you're safe.
I don't think I'll ever be safe. It's good talking to you, Eli.
Excuse me, Diane. Yes, Alicia. I have received a formal job offer from Lewis Canning.
From Canning?
He approached me several months ago and I declined, but he's been persistent.
And you're considering it?
I'd like to stay, but his offer would go a long way to helping me cover a mortgage payment.
It wasn't Lewis Canning who gave you a chance after 13 years away from the law.
This is his offer. If I stay at the firm, it has to be more.
You'll give me till the end of the week?
No. I can't.
Yep, everybody changes. End of the week, Alicia. Or you can clean out your desk right now.
You've heard nothing?
No text, no email, nothing.
I thought Canning would want to end this. Keep the league from getting skewered in court. Fine. Put Dr. Wedd on the stand.
Mr. Keene. Excuse me.
Can it wait until after court?
There is no court. I just spoke to Judge Rigby. The Snowplain Corporation has reevaluated its position on the original case. We're not prepared to settle.
Well, we're way beyond that point, Mr. Hines. The only acceptable number is the full $5 million.
Good. Because that's what we're offering. Talk to your client and let me know.
What just happened?
I think we just won.
So what's that? Hold on. No, bum it.
win.
She just won a case.
Alicia did not win a case. She was handed a settlement.
Which we wouldn't have gotten but for her performance.
Oh, forgive me, Miyagi. I forgot who was guiding Alicia.
And since when do you have a problem with winning money for clients?
Oh, who cares about the client? Will, tell them how disastrous it would be if Alicia walks.
I don't care what she's paid. I just can't afford to lose another body right now.
Look, we all know the issue. Why don't we just put it to a vote? All those in favor...
No. She's getting her bonus. I'm invoking managing partner prerogative.
You can't be serious.
What are we talking about?
The firm's bylaws allow the managing partner to act unilaterally.
Under extenuating circumstances.
We must have missed the memo. Apparently, we're now Stalin and Associates.
Well, if it means Alicia sticks around, I second it.
You can't second it.
The matter is closed. Any other business?
You just stuck your neck out for a third year associate.
Your suspension has left us exposed. I stuck my neck out for the future of this firm. Hi. I'm not sure what time I can get up tonight. But thank you very much, Mr. Canning. Is something wrong?
You used me.
No. The firm made it attractive for me to stay. It was unexpected.
Unexpected is a knife in the back.
You should still be pleased. You did well for your client. Whatever deal you cut with Snowplane deflects any liability away from the league.
No, I'm pleased. Because I needed to smoke Frank Michael Thomas out, find out what he had for his class action. And thanks to your good lawyering, now I know. And I'll be ready for him. So I guess what I want to say to you, Alicia, is thank you. Thank you.
Anything you have would be really helpful. Okay. Okay, good. Thanks. The other day when you brought the beer, I wasn't... That's all right. They were warm anyway. Look, I can't go back to the way it was before. There's just been too much. I know. But I'd like to try to make it work. It's just that everything... It has to be on the table. I can't be the only one being forthcoming. I can't be the only one being honest. Can you do that? Yeah. Okay. I'll see you tomorrow.